Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk us off the ledge, Brad Sham. Sean and RJ on the Home of America's team. Jason Garrett coming up at 8:30 this morning. And we have some very aggressive questions for JGZ after the 24-13 loss. Brad joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. What would be your first question to Jason Garrett?
I think my first question to him would be, what can you do as coaches to correct the inaccuracy that Dak has shown? Yesterday was really mysterious to me because I would say he had four or five throws that were really hard to explain. And they weren't the reason that they lost, but they were part of it. And the thing that was so mysterious to me was how badly the offense especially played. I mean, that's a little uncharacteristic of them to drop balls and make mental mistakes like stepping out of bounds and fumble the ball. And so it's the offense is just a little broken, I think.
A little.
and so I think, you know, to say I wouldn't ask him how do you fix it, because to me the answer you're going to get is the real answer, which is you just go back and work. But
I think the real answer may have to be something more drastic. Like at first I was concerned, but now I'm
looking for a question that I would ask him that would give me an answer that would be, that would make sense for in the season.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's so many plays, Sean, in that game. If Elliott, I felt like an idiot saying Elliott didn't play well when he ran as well as he did.
Yeah.
But he didn't play well.
Right.
I mean, first of all, I never played pro football, but I don't know how you don't know where the sideline is. And if he doesn't step out of bounds, Dak made an amazing play on the broken wheel route and to get the ball to Elliott, and that's going to be 7-7. That changes the tenor of things. And some of the mistakes were most hurtful because of when they came. And so, you know, Gallup drops the ball, and Zeke dropped one. Swaim had one that got away from him. We talked to him on the post-game TV show. He said, I have to know how to put that ball away better. Those kinds of things just make you go, what is going on? This was not because they were in second and 20 all day. They had chances to be in the game, and so the defense then had to play a perfect game. So I think Kayvon Frazier just had a misread and busted on that long pass to Lockett. You can't make a mistake because the offense is not at the moment up to helping you, and that's really a hard way to play.
You know, for me, I just don't understand why it's so hard to mimic what they did in 2016. Why can't Dak make the same throws? They were going downfield in 2016. They were trying different things. They're not doing it now. I just don't understand it.
That might be a good first question. What's the difference? Now, I will tell you that there's two differences.
88 and 82?
No. Two differences are the left guard and the right tackle. But the left guard yesterday played pretty well. I think he had one time when he got overpowered. I watched most of the offense on the plane coming back before I fell asleep. And I was really surprised at how well I thought Connor Williams played. I mean, you can see him getting better. And, you know, right tackle had a little problem sometimes. The thing that I think happened to Dak last year was after the Atlanta game. You go back and look at his performance before Atlanta, it's pretty good. He's right in line with what he'd done his rookie year. And then when they started to have real protection issues, then it seemed to get in his head. The thing from talking to people, both scouts from around the league and people who watch tape, some analysts, the thing that I keep hearing is that that is one of the biggest differences from 16 is he is not trusting what he sees. Like there were a couple of plays in the Giants game that there were touchdowns available if he had either seen the receiver or gone to him when he saw him. And that's a really fine line, apparently, for a quarterback. And I don't think, you know, you're going to think I'm crazy. I don't think the wide receivers played so badly. They weren't running free, but there were, I didn't see them not being available, except for dropping the ball now.
Is it more Dak not pulling the trigger than them not getting separation?
I think that requires really looking at all three games closely, but my gut wants to say a little bit. He is maybe a little cautious. Like in Charlotte, when we talked about the absence of the ball, he never ever threw the ball down the field. And so then I wanted to know, well, is that him or is that the plays they're calling? And the answer was yes. And there were some times that they had, now I'm going back to Charlotte now. There were some times that they had deep shots. When you say called, it's got to be what's in the repertoire of the play that's called. That's an option that he can take. And he didn't. And then there were some times that they didn't give him that option. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want him to force it and make a mistake that's going to be intercepted. Now and then, look, hey, Earl Thomas made two pretty good plays. So the how big was the play that he made off the Gallup drop?
Big.
So that some of that. I always feel this way. If that's one of the guys on the team I'm covering doing that, wow, I'm just talking about what a great play the guy made. And so let's just take that one play. If I'm Steve Rabel in the Seattle booth, I'm saying, how great is Earl Thomas? And if I'm me, I'm saying, Gallup's got to catch the ball.
Where do you stand, Brad Sham, on a Cowboy Monday? Where do you stand on the Cowboys and Earl Thomas now?
Well, I don't think it's a question of where the Cowboys are with him. I think it's a question of where Seattle is with him. I mean, I've always thought he was good. I've always wanted him, and I would personally, and I've got a really bad track record at this, but I'd personally give a second for him. I would have probably all along, but they've offered a second. I wouldn't give first.
Right.
But I'd give a second for him, and I asked plenty of people before the game started, what do we think is going on with him, and nobody seems to know. He was acting strangely all week long, and obviously he was ready to play. And I would give a second for him. I don't know if Seattle would trade him now.
What are you and Babe? What have you guys been saying about the play calling issue?
The thing about the play calling is so. It's so much more complicated than it sounds because, you know, Ernie Zampezi told me when in 1998, after I'd done the Rangers for 3 years and I came back in 98, and so there were some new coaches, and I went in to meet Ernie, who I didn't know, and he's one of the great play callers ever. And so it was the spring, and I went in and I said, tell me what's a good play. He said, one that works. So the play calling, blaming the play calling is a little too easy when plays don't work because every play has several options. And if they take a different option, then maybe the play works. If they do something that makes you scratch your head, but it works, then that was a good call. So right now, you'd have to say it's not good. But that's because stuff isn't working. And then my question becomes, okay, why is it not working? Like yesterday, the play calling looks okay, I think, if Zeke doesn't step out of bounds, if Gallup catches the ball, if Zeke doesn't fumble, if Zeke doesn't drop the ball, and the fumble was a little later on, but if a few things that turn the game go differently, and those are things, to me, of execution mostly, then we may be asking different questions. So I think before, it's really easy to blame the play calling because the plays aren't working, but you have to know why the plays aren't working. And one of the hardest things to understand for me is what the quarterback is seeing when he makes a decision where and when to release the ball. Romo, for instance, when Romo was really on, there was very little question about the play calling. And a significant percentage of the plays that worked, well, most of the time, but the plays that worked were things that he made up after the play or changed.
Yeah.
And we never know that. I mean, I understand the question, and I understand people's discomfiture. I think the question for me, more than how do you fix the play calling, would be, are you, when you look at it back, are you calling plays that if they're executed right, they're working? And if they're not being executed right, what can you do about that? And then it's up to the head coach to decide if the play calling is part of the problem.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay, guys, have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.